This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we are learning how to make vegetarian pad krapow with our friends from Ready, Set, Cook.
We will also have music, a short talk on saving money, and John Bradshaw will have the devotional thought for us.
You are sure to be blessed, so don't miss it.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for waking up with hope. You know, we're excited to be here and waking up with you on this July morning.
We sure are. And did you know that it's blueberry season? And it's a great excuse to enjoy some blueberries, maybe even a blueberry muffin.
And the reason is because today is National Pick Blueberries Day.
I love picking blueberries.
Yes, and we're remembering this little incredible berry our Creator has given us.
Yes, friends, blueberries have many health benefits, including being one of the fruits with the highest antioxidant levels. They can also help prevent heart disease, regulate blood sugar, maintain eye health, and even alleviate gastrointestinal issues.
Wow. All that is packed into this little berry. You know, sometimes we miss the good things in life because they seem so unsuspecting. Sometimes we miss out on getting to know more about God because we know He will always be there. But today, we want to encourage you to spend time with Him. Get to know Him better. And we're here to help. Well, it's time to kick off our blessing-packed program for the day by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1962, the United States Patent Office granted Swedish engineer Niels Bohlin a patent for his three-point automobile safety belt, designed for use in vehicles, especially road vehicles. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, seat belts have saved an estimated 374,276 lives from 1975 to 2017. The administration also estimates that seat belts reduce the risk of nearly half front seat passenger occupant deaths and moderate to critical injuries. When it comes to trucks, the percentage is even higher. Clearly, seat belts make a difference.
And just as seatbelts have saved countless lives on the road, so too does God's protection safeguard our spiritual journey. In Psalm chapter 91, verse 4, it says, God will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You know, this verse reassures us of God's unwavering protection and care. As we face life's uncertainties and even danger, we can cling to God's promise to safeguard us, to protect us, and shield us. Take refuge, friends, under His wings today. It will make a difference.
It sure does. Well, it's time to head into the kitchen as we learn to make vegetarian pad krapow from our friends at Ready, Set, Cook. Up next, we have another Masterstroke episode as Neil Schofield takes us on a tall adventure through the story of the Tower of Babel.
One of the most popular painting subjects is the Tower of Babel. There's literally hundreds of them. Two of the most prolific artists on this subject are the brothers Lucas and Martin van Valkenburg. This Tower of Babel was painted by Martin around the year 1600. It tells the story of the descendants of Noah living in Babel. They tried to protect themselves from a future flood by building a giant tower. It was built layer upon layer. The aim was to build a stairway to heaven. By their own efforts, they would save themselves from death. Not even God could kill them. We have King Nimrod down the front with his subjects on bended knee worshipping him. Now, Nimrod, of course, was the great-grandson of Noah. He knew about the flood, all right, so he decided to protect himself. But there was a problem. God saw what they were doing, and God decided to step in. The Bible says God confused their language and they couldn't understand each other. One guy wanted a few mud bricks, and all he could do was start babbling out some language he'd never heard of before. As you can see from this painting, the tower was never finished, and the people scattered to all parts of the earth. So what can we learn from this painting? First and foremost, you can never save yourself by your own works. Instead of trusting God to save them from a future flood, they chose to build this tower so by their own works they could save themselves. Sometimes we're not much better. We think we can be saved and reach heaven by what we do. But the Bible says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." As I look into this painting, I see the foolishness of man. I see the foolishness of myself. I can't outsmart God. I can't add to God. But I can trust God. And that's the message I get from the Tower of Babel.
Are you enjoying today's program? Well, don't forget to share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
We'll be right back, friends, with music, and later, John Bradshaw from It Is Written will share today's devotional thought. But first, we have Doctor's Orders up next.
You ate a lot of meat and seafood at the buffet. There were fruit and veggie options. I thought you were going to be more healthy now.
I am eating more healthy, but I figured we paid good money, so I'd eat more of the expensive food like the seafood and the meat.
You might actually be throwing away good money by doing that.
Well, what do you mean?
Come over here, let me tell you all about it.
Okay.
Well, you know how vegetarians live about 7 years longer than non-vegetarians?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with my precious money?
Well, if you lived 7 years longer, you could make more precious money by working. You can also eat more and enjoy more.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Well, vegetarians also have less heart disease, diabetes, strokes, cancer, hypertension, so your doctor's visits will be fewer and cheaper.
And I'll take less medicines, require less surgery, not to mention the pain and the suffering I can avoid.
There you go. And if we save money on your doctor visits, perhaps I can go and buy those shoes that I've had my eye on. $20 off this week.
Oh, so if you buy those shoes, we'll actually put $20 into our bank account?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? If you want to save money, eat more fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables. Doctor's orders.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. You know, we believe our program will fill your day with happiness and love.
It's now time for music as the Collingsworth family sings, "Your Ways Are Higher Than Mine."
It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted. It's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing. I'm placing it all hands. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move, but you want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Your ways are higher than mine. One day I'm sure I will look back and marvel at how you knew best all along. You see from heaven, you know it's the hard times that make my faith steady and strong. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move, but you want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. For your ways are higher. But you want me to climb, so I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Oh, your ways are so much
enjoying today's program. Don't forget to share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our channel there and keep up with us.
We have to pause for a quick break right now, but after the break, we're going to have today's devotional thought by Pastor John Bradshaw. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, friends.
John Bradshaw from It Is Written is with us here today to share a devotional thought.
Great to see you. I hope your day has started well. I hope that blessings await you, that you have an opportunity today to experience God's goodness, to recognize His blessing in your life, and maybe be used by God to be a blessing to somebody else. This day is filled with possibilities, and I hope they turn out for you to be great things. Story in the Bible. Well, many stories in the Bible about King David. King David. When was David at his greatest? Well, it wasn't when he fooled with Bathsheba. That wouldn't be his greatest. That'd be a low point. Was it when he was merciful to King Saul? He could have killed Saul, but he didn't. Maybe it was that. Maybe. Here's a good one. Maybe he was at his greatest when he led the armies into battle and killed all kinds of enemy people. Or maybe David was at his greatest when he walked out onto that field against a 9-foot-tall giant. David was armed with only a sling and a few stones, and he took the giant down, cut off his head, won a great victory for Israel. The Philistines scattered. They were routed. Was that David's greatest moment? Was it when David returned home and discovered that the town in which he was living had been ransacked, devastated, and that the women and children had been all taken away? Then David and his men, they caught up with those scoundrels, discomfited them, took back the women and children and the wealth and so forth, and won a great victory. Was that when David was at his greatest? No, I don't think so. Let me share a story from David's life. You read this in 2 Samuel. So David had to leave town. Absalom took over the kingdom, usurped the throne. David realized, I gotta go. Ultimately, it came to a war. There was a terrible battle. Absalom was killed. David was returned to the throne. Now, when he was leaving town, a scoundrel named Shimei came to David, threw rocks at David, and cursed David. When they're coming back, that guy's smart enough to know that the writing is on the wall and his life is done. So he goes out to David and says, oh, David, I'm sorry. I wonder if I can take that back. David's right-hand man is a fellow named Abishai. And Abishai says, I tell you what, I'll fix that guy. I'll cut his head off and he won't smart mouth you ever again. I mean, I don't know what you'd do if you had a friend like that. I'll take care of that brother. I will decapitate him. And David said, well, let's do the build-up. David was a king, extremely powerful. I mean, you can't go disrespecting the king like that. You'd have every rascal in the kingdom trying the same thing on. David was extremely powerful. He had, as I mentioned, killed Goliath. He'd led armies into battle. He had seen God work in a great way. He was hand-picked by God to replace King Saul as Israel's king. What does David do when Shimei comes slithering out there and says how sorry he is that beforehand he'd been so disgraceful and insulting? What's David do? Abishai says, I'll cut his head off. David said, don't. No, no. Let's leave him with God. This may have been God's plan. It's not a time to exact revenge. What would you have done? I don't mean if you were you, but if you were the king, the monarch with unlimited power, no rival could come close to you, and some slimy little man with a smart mouth throws rocks at you. And in fact, I believe he called David a dead dog as David was leaving. I don't know, we use that insult too often today, but I'm sure it was pretty effective. And then David returns and that same guy's out there groveling. Oh, look, you know, I'm so sorry. David was merciful. Didn't need to be merciful, but he was. The question was, when was David at his strongest? He was pretty strong when he didn't take the life of King Saul. But this might have been better, because King Saul was the Lord's anointed. He was the king. It would have created havoc if he'd done that. He could have had Abishai take care of Shimei. No one would have known. Those who knew wouldn't have even cared. David could have justified it by saying, I'll send a message. I will send a message to all the little Shimeis out there. But he didn't do that either. Sometimes we have the idea that our strength is demonstrated by the powerful emotions that we display, like getting really angry or pounding your fist on the table or speaking loudly, like that's making me look strong. But usually it just makes you look small, makes you look like you've lost control. David did something that made him look very, very strong. He chose not to get revenge. That was a strong thing for him to do. Now, would I have criticized him if the Bible record had said he killed Shimei? I'm sure I wouldn't. I'm sure I would have said, well, that was fair enough. Maybe the guy deserved it. And by the letter of the law, he certainly did deserve it. But David took the high road and opted to extend mercy to Shimei. So, how might that affect you today? someone backs into you in the parking lot, you could get out the car and start screaming, hollering, shaking your fist, or you could get out of the car and smile. Either way, you're going to get that person's insurance details. Either way, their insurance company is going to cover your damage. Why not just smile and demonstrate that you're different because Jesus has got hold of your heart? The kids are driving you up the wall and that's it, you're going to scream at them. Well, no, man, that doesn't help. It's never helped to yell at the kids. Oh, it gets them in line, yeah, but it traumatizes them, and later on in life they're going to yell at their kids and maybe even worse, and they're going to think that you're the Wicked Witch of the West or whatever the case might be. Better to speak with them reasonably. Someone does something at home, an accident occurs. Why don't you just talk it through instead of wanting to throw the book at that person? You understand what I mean? Life throws us some curveballs sometimes. Things aren't always easy. Things aren't always good. But you can react with equanimity at all times. You can maintain an even keel. You can. You don't have to let life throw you around and bounce you around and bump you around. Now, you might be thinking, but hold tight, all my life, that's all I've done. React. Ah, that's right. That's what you did when you were born. What should you do when you're born again? So let's think about that. As born-again believers, people who are growing, certainly, but wanting to reflect Jesus to the world, it's better to have mercy on somebody. It's justice. Oh, I don't mean letting people off. I don't mean not holding people accountable, but demonstrating kindness instead of condemnation, mercy instead of malice. That's the way to go. So that's something that you can practice today. I don't hope that you have 1,000 opportunities to do so, but if one comes along, how about praying and saying, God, help me to be kind in this situation, merciful in this situation, not condemnatory and not hateful, like David was when he dealt with Shimei. Hope that's a blessing to you. Good to see you. Have a fantastic day. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor John.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope and spending your morning with us. You know, we enjoyed our time together.
We always do. So don't forget to join us tomorrow morning. We'll be featuring an important segment on bungs, and Dr. John Peckham will share his series on knowing God with us. Plus, we'll have a triple hummus recipe and another inspiring Reflections of Hope episode. Don't miss it.
Yes, and if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
That's right. Hope.study, friends. Don't forget it. We're sure those Bible study guides that you will find there will be such a blessing to you.
Well, we can't leave without sharing our daily Bible promise. And today's promise comes from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23.
It says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
You know, friend, today is a brand new day. Yesterday is past and the future yet lies ahead. But today you can take a hold of God's mercies because they are new every morning. Today is what He has given you to start the day anew with Him. And He is faithful and He's never going to fail you. And it's a promise.
Amen. It's a promise we can hold on to as we have a great Wednesday today. Stay happy and blessed.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, you have been true to your promise even this morning. Because as we woke up today and tuned in to Wake Up with Hope, our day has been filled with joy already. There is compassion that embraces us. We are filled with hope. Thank you for your faithfulness. It truly is great. And we praise you for it. May you guide our steps today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.